with nutrition. Not enough people are willing to be different and set a new standard.
You're listening to the Blacktop Banter Podcast, the premier podcast in the asphalt industry, made for contractors with contractors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Blacktop Banter. We're very excited. We want to thank you for allowing us to be in over 50 countries with over 70,000 listens on average. We talk a lot about blacktop and the construction industry. Never in our wildest dreams did we think we would be there at that level with 55 million views and whatnot that we just heard we clipped. We really, really appreciate all you guys. So as always, we're trying to bring the level up and the diversity up and our guests and whatnot that we have going on here. And recently, if you've been following along with Blacktop Banter, you'll understand that myself and a few of my friends that are also construction business owners and asphalt business owners in the industry recently went down to St. Louis area, and we attended an event at First Form at the HQ, as we come to find out. While we were there, we met today's guest, Will Grumke. Will is the director of education. About First Form, it was formed in 2009. Since 2009, First Form's mission has been to help real people get real long-term results through the First Form app and the customer service team. Their promise to you is that they will always strive to provide unwavering support and guidance to help you achieve your goals. Their focus on quality drives everything they do, from formulating effective products backed by research to designing elite apparel, and most importantly, providing outstanding customer service, which I can vouch for. They are founded on quality, built on service, measured on results. I myself, since then, have really doubled down on First Form and what they do. I had a great impression when we were there. I'm both a user of the products now and the app, which actually, to be honest with you, has been the most valuable thing for me is the app. And Will is one of my advisors. We're trying to get me in peak condition, man, for the asphalt season. It's a lot of heat. It's a lot of sun. It's a lot of calorie expenditure. Trust me, I have no trouble sleeping because I am beat when I come back. So we're not going to be measuring that. But today, he joined us on Blacktop Banter. Will, dude, that's a huge intro, and I really, really hyped it up. You're going to have to deliver, my friend.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to be here, man. Obviously, I've seen your results even in the last 3 weeks of, you know, working together inside of the app a little bit, down a little over 6 pounds. And it's awesome to see you actually go out and those small daily habits that we'll probably, you know, jump into a little bit here because, you know, being in the construction industry, the asphalt industry, like understand that lifestyle a little bit, and you obviously live it every single day, and how you've kind of tweaked a few things to improve the quality of your life, right? Like, yes, right. The number on the scale is going down, but, you know, we've talked like energy's level is going up, feeling good, like moving better, able to perform. So super excited about today's call. Like I woke up this morning. I was like, all right, this is the day. Like, it's going to be great to get on the podcast and help out. So,
dude, I think the funnest part about it is the fact that like there's this connecting piece now between us, but it's from over here in left field and over here in right field. And they're like, oh, this weaves us together. This is an exciting thing because this isn't a conversation I have all the time on Blacktop Banter. And I'm sure you don't get to have this conversation a whole bunch at First Form, but we get to get in and get to the gritty of it. Right. And I know you guys have experienced that before, and dealing with construction guys and business owners and whatnot and working on it. But yeah, dude, you know, being down there, you know, you first kind of walked right up to us, my group of guys, as we were still just like with jaws dropped looking at what's been built there. One of the guys on my team and my really good friend, Daniel Wright, he went to the old HQ. So he had some pictures and stuff from back then. And when I asked him to come, he was like, man, you know, it's busy season. It's whatever. I've already been there, whatever. And I was like, just come. Stop making excuses. Just come, dude. He loved the experience. He would just like to see it go from there to there. I remember him. He's like, he left and he's like, dude, anything is possible. And then we got talking about fitness journeys and he's like, anything's possible. And it's like, dude, it just is a grind. And that's what we do. We grind. So I really appreciate you doing that. But we got a lot of information. Sal spoke, Dirt World Team spoke, you spoke, Sierra spoke. Like, it was a lot, dude. It was a lot to take in. And, one thing I mentioned to you is like the standard is set freaking high, but I have a feeling that when you're in it, as long as you have been at First Form, you don't really realize that the standard is set that high because it just has become the standard. But for us on the outside looking in, dude, we were just like, holy crap.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's human experience, right? Like you think all the way back to being a kid, right? Like nature versus nurture, right? And the experience, you know, the environment that you grow up in. And certainly when I got here, like, let me tell you, I was not keeping things as clean. I was definitely not wiping out sinks, right? Like, but I've been with the company for, 10 years, 13 years total, because I was a customer first. And we can maybe do a quick little intro.
Let's do it. I do want to know. I do want to get your background and how we got here, because I think it's a unique. You kind of shared it with me when we were down there. It's a unique little journey, man.
Yeah. So really, kind of quick background is that I come from, a family that is every guy in my family is a blue collar worker in some way, shape or form. Right. Whether it's an auto mechanic, whether it's construction, whether it's plastering, whether it's building supply, like whatever the case may be, like. That's the field. And then every female has either been a social worker or a teacher. And So I got a lot of exposure to both sides of it. I grew up, doing landscaping, hard work, a whole bunch of stuff. And I was like, you know what, though? I'd really like to teach. I'd like to educate. Yeah. I like the empowerment process of like, hey, here's some information that you can go out and it will improve the quality of your life if you start doing these things. And so was looking at third grade elementary as, that is my degree. That's what my original passion was. But my 50-pound
That's great for teaching jerk. Construction, guys, dude. Just so you know.
Keep it simple, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's what we got to do.
Yeah, that's the best for us, dude.
So I went through, went to school for that. And then started, really trying to figure out like, man, how do I get in shape, being fat and insecure and unconfident. And the truth is, I tell people all the time, like, I just wanted a girlfriend, right? Like, I was like, man, if I get in shape, I will be able to get a girlfriend. And that's what started. And then once I started going through the process and figuring it out, it's like, all right, you start figuring, like, it's not just about the number on the scale. It's how you feel. It's the confidence. It's, really kind of opens your eyes up to like, man, I thought that was normal, but you know what, with a couple adjustments, like this is a lot better. And it's a different lifestyle, right? So going through that process, I started, using First Form products myself, and they helped me out with my nutrition and got it dialed in. And it was the first time that I wasn't just like jammed a bunch of supplements in the sense of like, hey, take this, take this, take this. They're like, dude, you need protein powder, you need a multivitamin, and fix your diet, right? And let's do these things together. So I was a customer for 3 years and then started working entry-level position, doing really retail sales, supplement sales, then customer service, and have worked my way now to the director of education over top of the app, executive team, and quite a few other things in the last 10 years. But that's the quick, snapshot. But even with that, like, my uncles, still being pipe fitters, still being in the construction industry, my dad's still a general contractor. Like, I get an opportunity to help, men and women in that field on a regular basis, right? Whether I'm swinging by the job site or my dad has questions or, whatever the case may be. So it's something that I am passionate about because, is my dad in the best shape ever? Absolutely not. But he is, he's had his own journey, but to see him, go out and do it and then kind of, that messaging kind of spread to other people and my, again, whether it's my family or people on the job site, it's really cool. So I get that benefit of the education and that empowerment, like I said, of like, hey, here's some things that you can do to improve the quality of your life. And I get to see it in a field that I care about. So it's been really the best of both worlds. No idea that this is what I want to do, but here I am and I love it. So.
Yeah, you never know. Like this is my third podcast today, and we had a great guest before this one. His name is Paul Cardis, and he was telling me he went to the University of Wisconsin and he was going to be a teacher, right?
There you go.
2018, dude sells a software company that he started doing reviews, right? In the 90s, they started doing reviews before reviews for businesses were cool and shit. And dude. He's like, I never would have thought that's where I was going to end up and what I was going to do. It's like, the rock just tumbles, dude. And where it settles is where it settles. One thing I want to point back to in, your introduction and whatnot that you just gave us, your bio. You talked kind of, and this is where I've been missing. I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to cut weight. I have anybody who follows along knows that I've dropped a lot of weight in the last couple of years, working my tail off, running 5Ks, keeping up with Eli, which everybody knows Eli now. And he's getting fit and ripped and, trying to wrestle me. He can't beat me yet, but he's getting close. that takes a lot to keep up with. But the thing is, I did that cut weight because that was the goal, right? Hey, we're going to cut a lot of weight. I'm going to start feeling better. I'm going to start looking better, being able to do these things. But what you're talking about, or what you were talking about, was eating and consuming on purpose, like with purpose on purpose, versus the purpose being my belly for hurts, I'm hungry, or not even that, just like, well, there ain't nothing else to do, right? It's like, yeah, that's not the right way. We need nutrition. When you spoke down at First Form, you were like, go ahead and compare today's food. Look at the studies of today's food versus food 50 years ago. The nutrients are lacking versus what they used to, right? And we need to be able to keep those so that we can work optimally. And for me, that was kind of a light bulb moment, because I never really thought about it, but I knew that I consumed protein and I took a multivitamin here and there. Guess what I had? I had the compacted ones, right? And then the knowledge of, dude, the hard press. And I was like, dude, things move through my stomach quick already. Yeah, I'm probably not getting those. So I switched, right? As I said, so just so everybody knows, there's no like paid whatever between Blacktop Banner and First Form. We're just literally bros and learning and trying to help people right at this point. But when I switched, dude, I noticed that I don't get so much more afternoon fatigue as I did. And I had already canceled out caffeine in the morning until 120 minutes after I woke up. So the adenosine was gone, right? Killer point. But still, I'd get this little lag. And now, like, your boy's feeling good. Your boy sleeps better now that he's taking a nice powder form multivitamin that is getting all into me and whatnot. So when I think about that, what has happened is I'm consuming on purpose, with a purpose, overall, right? Yep. Is that a big switch that you see? Because in our industry, in the construction industry, you notice, Will, we get up early, we go to the gas station, we grab our lunch and snacks for the day. I'm talking Slim Jims and Little Debbie's and a Mountain Dew. That gets you through the day. Guess what? You get an afternoon, you get a little tired, crack open a Red Bull, go ahead and grab some pizza or a burger on the way home, hit the hay, wake up and do it all over again, and then wonder why you feel like crap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it goes right in line with what we talked a little bit about when you guys were in town, is, you know, good, better, best, because to your point, we're eating one way or the other. Right.
And yeah, for sure.
You know, how we're eating right now. Okay. And that's where, like, I don't like to look at like, hey, good foods, bad foods, like whatever. It's all food. Right. And so we just think about, we're going to eat one way or the other, but every single time that we eat, it's an opportunity to, hey, am I going to make a good option, you know, a better option or the best option? Right. Mm-hmm. If I actually want to look better, feel better, whatever the case may be. And that's where, like, I think a lot of people, they struggle. They think, hey, it's either I just eat how I'm used to and comfortable with, right? Because it's human nature. Like, hey, this is just what I know. And then it's like, oh my God, I got to eat, you know, chicken, rice, and broccoli 6 times a day and eat it cold and try to go to the gas station to heat it up. It's like, no. There's a million other things in between here that we can start moving in the right direction. And, you know, just even being willing to make those small adjustments, right? Of like, hey, we're going to the gas station. Okay, sweet. Instead of maybe the Slim Jim and the Little Debbie, right? Well, let's grab, for us, First One, right? Protein sticks, right? Or beef jerky. Yep. Or now,
dude, the Cajun ones are fire. The Cajun ones are the best.
That's what I'm saying. We got a new flavor coming out. But anyway, but it's like, even if you don't do that, okay, grab the cottage cheese or the Greek yogurt or, a buffalo tuna packet, right? Like, most gas stations have a protein option. And then instead of the Little Debbie, even if we grabbed a granola bar, right, it's going to have a little bit more complex carbs in there, right? It's still not maybe the best option in the world, right? Best option is, hey, we have some eggs and some toast and a banana at home, or we take it with us, right? Like, that could be a really, really good option. But it's like, dude, we don't have to change everything. But these little, like, swaps, right? These little moments of like, hey, I'm going to make a decision to get a little bit better, right? And that's how we can ultimately end up impacting our energy levels and how we feel in our recovery. But the thing is like, it doesn't happen at like that first meal, right?
Yeah.
That first time you change something out, right? And we're a world of instant gratification, right? Like, dude, we all like things fast, you know? And it's like, all right, cool. Well, I've been eating healthy for 3 days. I don't feel any different. Well, you know what? Probably not. Right? So it's like, what's the expectation, right? And we think about these things, but it's those minor adjustments that can add up to so much in the long term, but we have to be willing to at least do it, right? And we overcomplicate the process. We think it's going to be harder. We think that it's going to have to be X, Y, Z. And that's why I love having an opportunity to talk to, you know, all different types of fields, but especially in the construction, asphalt, you know, heavy civil, like whatever. It's like, okay, cool. I'm not saying you can't do these same, you know, routines. What I'm saying is that if you want to look better and feel better, like improve the quality of your life, all right, let's look at how do we make a good, better, best option. What would those be for you? And what are you comfortable with? And what can you do consistently? And let's get you moving in the right direction. So
No, that was one of the best points I think that rang true with all of us at the workshop when we were down there, was the good, better, best. And you know, dude, I'm gonna be honest with you. Y'all look fantastic down there, right? Y'all are working, y'all are doing your thing. The gym is fantastic. We really enjoyed it. All of us did. It's easy to see with what's there, what you have, and where you can spend your time with. If we're going to take a break and work out, that's going to be your break. Cool. Okay. We get it. But what it done for us was like, okay, we know what we do wrong. We know it. We know when we're in the construction space, whether it's wrong, right, whatever. We know it when we're doing it. You kind of block it out because you're like, well, you have plenty of excuses. I don't have time. This is the only place I stop. We're going to be on a job site. This is what everybody's eating, whatever it is. But what we talked about was like, dude, I don't even know that if we jump to good, right? Like we don't even do the good choice, good, better, best. Like, I don't even think we do that. And it wouldn't be that hard to replace the candy bar with a granola bar to get to good, right? So let's get all the choices to good. Maybe I'm going to get an unsweetened tea, right? Instead of a Mountain Dew, right? Maybe I'm going to grab an orange juice instead of the Mountain Dew. Like, let's get to good. Do that for a while. Now, let's identify what the better ones are. If we're going to do gas station, we're going to do whatever, right? Okay, maybe we don't have best at the gas station. Guess what you can do? Dude, you can order stuff in. That's where my stuff comes from. I order it, right? Or you meal prep. You can prep. Make it how you want it, right? I got a lunchbox here today, dude. I'm going to have a Cobb salad for lunch. Been doing that since I left there. Right? Guess what? Your boy isn't like dying for a piece of pizza. I'm not craving French fries. I'm not doing whatever. And that's because I'm eating and consuming on purpose. I want to do that over the summer months as well. Right? And it takes a little bit of commitment. But I think, you know, to get to your point, like, dude, we can start there. When we get to there, then we take the next step. Then we take the next step. I'm not using the full range of everything. I'm not in the gym pumping, trying to just get obliterated, right? Right. I still carry plenty of weight. I just want to make sure that I get through and have that endurance to get through the day and wake up and enjoy it. Because what happens to me, Will, is I get to September, the end of our season up here in the north, and I want to do anything but asphalt work, right? And most times, because I'm wore out, dude, I'm beat. I've done it for 3 or 4 months. So my goal is like, dude, I want to get to September and feel like I could still go another 6 months. That's my goal with what we got going on through the app and whatnot. To touch on the app a little bit, it has a food scanner. We can keep track of our calories, our macros, which I'm working with Austin on your team. And Austin's like, dude, I just want you to hit your protein macro. We're just going to work on that one thing right now. Just hit that. And then we'll work on other stuff. We're going to make sure you can hit this regularly. But what I, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to get an app and track it or whatever. I'm like, dude, you literally spend money every day and look at your bank account and track your checkbook every day. Like, it's literally the same thing, right? You have so much in your account, you spend the money. That's calories that you're spending. Just keep track of this like your checkbook. You definitely want to keep track of your money. I guarantee my guys want to keep track of their money. Let's do it with calories for that regard.
And even to the point of like, you know, getting into the app or tracking your food, right? Again, it is something new, right? It's no different than like when you learn to like tie your shoes or when you learn a new skill or when you're, you know, playing baseball or whatever the case may be. Like we've all gone through this process of like, it's literally a skill to learn how to like, just what is this phone going to do? What are the buttons? What are the, you know, how do I get there? And then in a week, 2 weeks, it becomes like second nature. Right. But again, if people are new, because I was this way, like when I was fat and overweight, I was like, oh my God, tracking is so hard. It's the worst thing ever. I could never do it. It takes so much time. And then once you start doing it for a couple of weeks, it's like, all right, this isn't so bad. Now, the real point that we want to get everybody to is like, okay, so we track our food with an idea of learning portion size, what has actual protein in it, right? What's a good, a good source of protein? How do we actually set ourselves up for success? And then at some point to not have to track, right? Like we tell people all the time, if you track every single thing that you eat every single day of your life, you're doing it wrong, right? That's not the purpose. That's not a lifestyle. Yep. Like you're not going to live that way, right? But what you need to do is go through that process of like, hey, I need to educate myself on this, right? I need to learn the process. I need to get comfortable with it. Understand, you know, again, what are these options that I'm making, and then be able to move on, you know, from that place from there. And then even also, you know, talk about good options, like, dude, with that barcode scanner, I mean, just boop, scan it in, boop, scan it in. And it's creatures of habit. Like, so if you are eating the same thing, like my dad, he's got three restaurants that he always goes to. It's Lion's Choice, it's Crazy Bowls, or it's Panera, right? So he knows what he's getting. And that's how
he goes to Lion's Choice. I ate there. He goes to Lion's Choice.
Yeah. Bro, he loves Lion's Choice. I think it's only a Midwest city. But those are like his three. And even that, he just has that saved. So it's like, okay, I'm going in and cool. Yeah. Boom. I just click that. He has his XL roast beef, the side salad, and I forgot whatever dressing he, you know, puts on. Cool. Yeah. Done. And he's the unsweet tea guy too. So it's like, again, it can be so fast and convenient, but in the beginning, because we're pressed for time, right? We're already like, we feel stressed, right? We already feel like, hey, we're mentally kind of burnt out. So adding more to the plate can feel like, oh man, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Where am I going to fit that in? But the reality is that, hey, if we invest, right, it's not a sacrifice, it's not a hindrance, it's none of these things, but if we invest that little bit of time to actually learn it, it will ultimately give us more freedom later on, in the sense of like, hey, I know what I should be eating. I know how to do it. I feel confident in it. I feel better. My momentum is rolling. But it takes that initial process to get us started, which is so cool for you. Like you said, you're not crushing every single aspect. And even Austin's like, dude, Marvin, I need you to hit protein. Okay. If you do nothing else, I need you to hit this. Okay. But that starts moving us in the right direction to where now, hey, correct, you can see that it's working. You're down 6 pounds. Your energy level is up. It makes it a lot easier to be like, okay, well, what else could I do? What's the next thing, right? Sweet. Yep. Perfect. That's part of human progression of like, hey, we have to see that it's worth it at some point if we're going to continue this process. Now, unfortunately, sometimes health and fitness, it takes a little bit longer to see that process than what we want, which goes back to the whole idea of like, one meal is not going to change your life. One healthier decision, one good decision, one better decision, it's going to be basically null and void to you. But it's the process of going through that is where the results are. So,
you know what reminds me of, Will, is like when you get a new guy on the job, right? And you're like, yeah, we're working. Like you're not gonna like learn everything and then get on the job. Like we're in construction, like we're putting asphalt down, we're seal coating this parking lot, we're line striping this thing, grab a machine, let's get going. Like, well, I don't know what to use. Yeah, but you're learning on the fly. And then eventually once you get that down, you're like, hey, can I try to like roll the mat? Can I try to like do the handicap stencil? Like right once you get your base in. And from me, like right now, just in the past 3 weeks, this is what I'm going to tell you. I know the calories of an egg. I know the calories of one scoop of Formula One, right? I know the calories of a Cobb salad that is already pre-made, right? And I know the calories of a 6 ounce top sirloin, fried meat, you know, made medium rare. Like I know these, so I can stack these bad boys up in my brain. I already know where my calories are. Not only that, I know the macros almost at this point. I also know that pre-manufactured food, not going to say any names of beef jerkies and whatnot, but it says 13 grams of protein. You're like, dang, 13 grams of protein. Cool. And then when you click the bars code, it says 33 grams of fat, 30 grams of carbohydrates. I'm like, well, shit, dude, I don't want all those carbohydrates and fat. Well, I don't want to say that on the front. Right. Right. And then I realized, right. Austin, was like, if things aren't working in your process, there's something wrong with the process. So we need to track it. I need to know what's going on. I need you to do the evaluation, because if it's not working towards our goal that we have set up through this process, something's off in there and we need to make it work. Mine early on, he was like, he got looking at it and he was like, hey, we need to move you to sedentary. You're doing like 2 weeks of podcast straight. You're not out in the field working, right? And you're not hitting the gym afterwards. Yeah. So we're going to switch to sedentary for now and we're going to get this thing moving and working. And I think that, you know, you can do that on your own. It's tough. But if you have assistance and help, you guys talk about this a lot, Will. Meet me halfway, right? And I took that as like a challenge of like, okay, I'm going to meet you halfway, but I also want to push more than halfway because I want you to push back the other halfway and really see where we go.
I'm incredibly proud of the Blacktop Banner Edition Seal Coating Unit, produced in partnership with KM International, a unit designed by a contractor four contractors. Learn more about the unit and to see a walkthrough of the entire unit by visiting kminternational.com. In my opinion, Dynapack CC900G Roller is the best roller on the market for driveway and small parking lot paving contractors. The seismic technology in these rollers is unbeatable for the smoothness and compaction they provide. Check them out in person or visit dynapack.com to find a dealer near you.
Hey, Blacktop Banner fans, this is Michael with Aquafault. Aquafault is the only permanent repair material for asphalt and concrete that uses water. And installation is simple. Just pour, add water, and tamp. It's that easy. An Aquafault repair can be open to traffic immediately and fully sealed within 24 hours. Visit aquafault.com to learn more.
In the past year, Jobber has been our CRM of choice at Wiscote, and it's made our world exponentially better efficiency-wise. For our small seal coating company, it has helped build the solid foundation we can scale from. Jobber is now a sponsor of Blacktop Banter and helps bring this show to you. With this partnership, Jobber is offering an exclusive savings to BB listeners of 20% off for 6 months. To take advantage of this, find the Jobber link in the show description and get to improving your process today.
Hi, contractors. It's Kyla from Wiscote. We use Stencil Plus for all of our pavement marking stencils. Alphabet letters, numbers, directional arrows, handicap markings, you name it. We use it and we get it all from Stencil Plus. Right now, for a limited time, you can save 10% on your stencil order by using code BB10 during checkout at stencilplus.com.
What I want to ask you about, like in general, an overview with your construction or construction experience and you know, background and whatnot. Where do you see we miss the mark a lot in this industry? Because I kind of described some of the things to you. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. What I think from my observations, which I'm an observationist, which is probably why the podcast exists really well, right? And the conversations happen really well. I think that our industry, for the most part, is dehydrated most of the time and more than likely for a lot of months on end, right? So that's one of my observations, right? Because I'm like, dude, if we were really super hydrated, our body would be utilizing and moving the nutrients that we are taking in, that we do take in, a lot better. And it don't feel like it all, and that don't feel like we are in the summer months from my guys, at least.
Yeah. I mean, I would say absolutely to part of that, right? In the sense of like, all right, mm-hmm. we need to be drinking more water. But even inside of that, right? Because the amount that, you know, sweating on the job site, no matter what type of job site it is, like it's the loss of electrolytes, right? Because we need a balance of both, yes, literally liquid, yes, water inside of our body, but we also need the electrolytes, right? Sodium, potassium, magnesium, like the list can go on, but it's like, that is where if we're depleted in that and we're depleted in this, water is a transporter inside of the body, right? And yes, people think electrolytes to prevent cramping. Yes, that is true. However, what most people forget is that electrolytes are very, very important for cognitive function, right? So that feeling drained, that feeling foggy, that feeling fatigued, that feeling like unable to focus, especially as the day progresses, like, okay. So is it we're dehydrated or is it also the fact that we're low on electrolytes, right? Mm. So I think that is a huge piece of it as well.
That's safety issue, dude.
It certainly can be.
And
then we also look at that as far as, again, I think really if I had to sum it up, it is not enough people are willing to be different and set a new standard in what the day-to-day routine is with nutrition and or the lifestyle of, I'll just say, construction work. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Or,
I
totally you know, blue collar work, because to your point, you referenced it of like, oh, well, this is just what everyone else eats. This is what I eat. Right. Again, we are a product of the environment that we're in. Like I ate like my parents ate, and then I ate like my friends ate, and then I ate like whatever. And it's just what you're used to. And again, because humans, one of our things is we want to be a part of a group and a community. We don't want to be the outcast. Right. It's literally hardwired into us. But it takes individuals that are willing to be different. Right. That are willing to say, you know what? Hey, I'm going to suffer, you know, with people maybe jabbing me a little bit on the job site saying, oh, look at you eating your, you know, your turkey sandwich. Why don't you come grab a burger or whatever? And it's like, all right, you have to endure a little bit of that. But what also happens, and I've seen it for the last 10 years, like whether it's, again, this field or it's different fields or talking with nurses or teachers or whatever. All right. Well, once that person starts getting a little bit better, right, feeling a little bit better. Right. Other people can see some of the results. Well, now, again, because that environment is changing a little bit and they can see how the actions are leading to a different outcome, well, then it makes it a lot easier to say, you know what? Well, hey, I'm going to try some of that too. And maybe I'm not going to do all of what that person does, but I'm going to do a little bit, right? Because again, to your point, you know, we all know what we should be doing, right? In some way, shape, or form. We might not know the specifics, but we know, okay?
Right.
But we're either caught in our routine, we're not willing to, you know, change things, we're not willing to be a little bit different, we're not willing to ask for help. You know, I would say that's where the industry as a whole, you know, is missing, is the willingness to entertain and work towards a different option, right? Just because it's how we've done it for the, you know, up to this point doesn't mean that's how we have to do it forever. And so that's really where, you know, because obviously we've already talked like, hey, stopping at convenience, stopping at gas stations on the way home, stopping at fast food, stopping at, you know, grabbing a six pack and drinking that and then going to bed and waking up and doing it again. It's like, we already know those things, but it really comes down, I think, to the difference of willing to be different, right? Willing to try something different long enough to see the return on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what you kind of talked about was setting the bar right a little higher. And if you're willing to endure like being, come on, dude, you're eating rabbit food, you know, or like really like this, this is what we're going to do. If you endure that for long enough, but then you get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you see these guys hunched over shovels dying and you're standing there feeling good, looking good. Eventually, as long as it took for you to believe, it's going to take them even longer. And eventually, what happens is either they ain't going to like you because you're out working them, you're looking better, feeling better, doing whatever, or they're going to choose to ask you some questions and get started and try doing that. I throw my friend Daniel Wright, who is down there, owns Proline PLM. He came down with us. And like I said, he didn't want to come. He wasn't sure if he should come or whatever. And then he ended up coming. But I cut him some. I give him all types of stuff. We're going to another event. Sidetrack before I get in. We're going to another event. We were texting to the group, which we named the St. Louis Studs now, since we came down seeing you all. But our friend Garen was like, hey, who's all going to Pittsburgh in 2 weeks? And like everybody said, me. And I said, me. And then Daniel Wright was like, I'll be there. And I went and I replied to his. I was like, never mind. I'm not going. Right. And right underneath it. So I'm going to throw him under the bus here a little bit. But, you know, we get into afternoon and I've been around Daniel for a long time. He's been a friend of mine now for 8 years. We're really close. I would consider us really probably best friends at some point in some capacity. But I noticed in the afternoon he does one of these like he's almost ready to fall asleep. And I'm like, dude, you eat healthy. I know you use First Form products. You also go to the gym regularly, right? So then I was like, what's your routine like when you wake up? Are you literally at the coffee pot right away? He's like, yeah, like I just start pumping caffeine in. And I'm like, sit down for a second, let your boy school you a little bit, right? So I schooled him on adenosine release and that we need to do that and you should start changing, switch to decaf for at least an hour and a half and then switch to it. I messaged him like a week ago or so because he started it at First Form after we left there. And he's like, yeah, I don't know if it's that or just the fact that it's go time or what, but yeah, I feel better. So he didn't want to give me credit because we're friends, right? But also he's feeling better. And I think that me setting the bar there and kind of explaining that was like the third time I've explained it to him, all of a sudden started to make a change where he's like, I do want to feel better. I do not want to be tired at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Tell me how to do this. Show me how to do it, or at least guide me a little bit. And to be honest with you, that's really like the crux of why like I got downloaded the app, right? And started picking your guys' brain when I was there, because I've done what I can do to a certain point on my own. How great is it to have somebody in your corner kind of be like, all right, this is what we do all the time. All right, we're going to help you out with this. And it's been a changer for me so far. I hope it has for my guys that came down there too and whatnot. But I kind of want to
real quick,
go ahead.
Marvin, I want to just add something to that, right? Because I think this is a great example of, there's a lot of things in the fitness industry, right? In the health and wellness.
A lot of different
things that you can do. And the thing that I want everybody to like walk away from this is you don't have to do it all, right? Like there are things that you can pick and choose, again, to what you are comfortable with and what you will stick to that can add, you know, to the quality of your life. Because I will say, I do not follow that, right? In the sense of, hey, I drink 16 ounces of water, right? And I wait probably about 30 minutes. I don't make it 90 minutes. I've done it before And I can't say that it's made a huge revolutionary difference in my life.
Bingo.
But I have people sitting out here that do it every day. And it's okay. Yeah. Like, I still love them. They still love, like, but it's, hey, that doesn't work for me. I don't choose to do that in my lifestyle. But yet, I do other things that, again, help me take care of my body, help me take care of my mind. I still have good energy levels, right? And so that's where it's like, okay, someone might listen to that and be like, there's no way I could ever, ever, ever do it. Okay, well, I would argue that. But I would also say the good news is you don't have to, right? There are there are some things that, like, hey, what can we start adding in to get a benefit and get us moving in that direction? So I think it's great because it's like, that works well for you. Sweet, rock and roll. I personally don't do that. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean that we can't both get great results and live a better life because of it.
Yeah, I think that's what, for me, that's what was the difference maker in the app, in the decision, was the fact that I'm not just downloading a blanket app. I'm not going to YouTube and getting advice from somebody who's giving a blanket statement to every human being, right? It's literally, hey, get the app. We're going to give you an advisor. Talk to us about your lifestyle, what your goals are, what it looks like, and then let's develop something around there that's a light lift for you for at least a time duration or whatever to really start making a difference in your life. That's, to me, was the game changer, because it's not, it's like anything else, dude. Like, it's not one size fits all with the app and with what you all have going on. And that's revolutionary for me. That's where it's like, okay, they're focusing on me, which allows me to focus on me and not just be like, well, does this work? Dude, I don't know about you. I hate throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if it sticks. Well, and that's like all the information you consume from everywhere, unless you have a personal trainer like with you all the time, which, trust me, in the construction space, we definitely don't. Right. You don't have very many options, but that makes it really, really unique, man. And I think, like, we can focus on the construction space and be like, okay, generally this is how it goes. Right. You're going to get up early. You're going to do whatever. You're going to be shoveling. You're going to be looting. You're going to be doing whatever. But not everybody's a shovel guy. Some guys drive the roller. Some guys are flying the drone now to get a map over the top of the construction site. So it's very unique that, yes, we focus on the construction space, but then we also can focus on what roles and what individual people are within that space if we do the app. Right. So
for sure.
If I could ask you, I'll ask two more questions. What do you recommend people who know this, have seen it, or are hearing it for the first time and are like, hey, where do I move in what type of direction to start making this light difference? Because I'm going to be honest with you. In the summer, Will, I am not going to the gym for an hour, 45 minutes if I've been out on the job for 8 or 12, 10 hours. Trust me, I think I got workout enough doing that. But I'm also not going to come back and eat a pizza, right? And I'm definitely not going to eat healthy all day and then come back and eat a pizza. Like, that doesn't make any sense, right? It can be counterproductive. So what can we do to kind of start moving in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, again, I will always look at, hey, keeping it as simple as possible so that we have a better chance of actually doing it consistently, right? And thinking about, okay, well, what is my new standard going to be, right? And I would say, like, okay, if you're someone that's like, all right, I know I should be right now, because it's not summer yet, right? Hey, I know that I should probably be, you know, hitting some weights or at least doing some resistance training. Again, people think like, hey, I should do that 5-6 days a week. No. 3 days a week. If you do 3 days a week with intention, right? Like right now, and you can program that in. And what I would do is probably do it on the days where you're not as busy or you're not as tired. So like Saturday, Sunday, because you can maybe hopefully sleep a little bit more or whatever, get a workout at home. I'm not saying you have to even go to the gym, right? But do something and then maybe sneak that in on Tuesday or Wednesday, because by Friday you're exhausted and it's like, I'm not going to the gym. Okay, fine. But it's doing something, you know, like, hey, this is going to be my new standard, right? And I'm going to work to hit this on a consistent basis. Then from the nutrition standpoint, right? Whether you get in the app or not, right? Start prioritizing protein, okay? And so what I would say is like, hey, every time that you're eating, literally take your hands with you, just like Sierra talked about. Sorry, I ripped doing a CrossFit workout the other day.
I don't got a choice, but, dude. I take my hands with me everywhere. Yeah. I don't have a choice, dude.
But it's like, hey, if I'm having, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, whatever, try to get a palm-sized portion of protein, right? So whether that's, hey, a handful of beef jerky, whether that's a turkey sandwich, whether that's, yeah, piece of chicken, something along those lines, and start doing that consistently. Now, if you're, you know, grabbing stuff out of bags and, you know, wrappers and things, look on the back, right? To your point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how many calories are in this? And also how much protein? But then we start looking, okay, well, It's like the peanut butter thing when they're like, oh, peanut butter is a great protein source. No, it's not. Six grams of protein and like 15 grams of fat.
Not a great protein source.
But I fell for it for a long time. But anyway, it's like, again, those small things of saying, hey, I'm going to start doing this, right? And then working through the uncomfortability of actually sticking to it, right? Mm. Because when you put that out there and you make a commitment and a goal to yourself, right? And I tell people, don't say, hey, I'm going to try to do this. Because if as soon as you say, I'm going to try to do this, you've already given yourself an escape route of like, well, I tried, but it didn't work. So now, you know, I'm still winning because I tried. No, you're not. You're not winning, right? I am going to do this, right? Because even if we don't hit it, right? But if we truly committed, that self-reflection piece of like, man, you know what? Like, I didn't do it. Okay, well, we should feel a little guilty, right? We should feel a little bad, right? Not like beat ourselves up. But it's like, yeah, we should feel, because that means we care about it, right? Yeah. And if we don't care about it, we're never going to stick to it anyway. So it's like, figure out, all right, you know what? I'm going to have an honest conversation with myself. I know that I should be doing something different to, you know, ultimately make myself a little bit better. I'm going to pick these one or two things, and this is what I'm going to do for this week. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you think about it and you work towards it and you do it. And then at the end of the week, it's like, okay, do I want to add something to it or do I want to keep doing that? Okay. Well, I'm going to keep doing that. And then you work through the process, right? Because again, we don't need to overhaul the whole plan. We don't need to change up everything that we do. We don't need to go from zero workouts to seven workouts, right? We need to just think about how do we start taking steps this way. And those are always the two things that I recommend right out of the gate is start looking for protein, prioritize protein. And 3 days a week of working out. And now I would argue that we need to do, you know, resistance training. So whether that's body weight or, you know, kettlebells, dumbbells, going to the gym, whatever. But even if it's 3 days a week of intentional, like, hey, I'm going to go for a walk, a run, I'm going to get on the elliptical. I don't even care because we're starting to build the habit, right? Of like, hey, these are the things that I said I'm going to do and I'm going to start doing. And inside of there, we can clean up all the details later. Again, we don't need to overcomplicate it. But those simple things are what keep people moving or get people moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I think the problem is for us, especially in our industry, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, whatever, and you see everybody crushing. They're running, you know, they're Iron Men, and they're lifting heavy, and they're doing whatever. And we think if we don't do it at that level, it ain't worth us doing it. And it's like, dude, that's completely preposterous. You know what I do? Mm-hmm. If I can't make it to the gym, I have a routine of just body workouts that I do in the morning when I get up out of bed. And it's just a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. I get up, I push the decaf button. I actually have pre-made protein vanilla that I put in my coffee in the morning. Sat down and I'll do a set of push-ups. I'll do planks. I'll do pull-up bar. And then I do sit-ups. And that's like, if I can't get to the gym, I'm going to do that in a circuit, at least do something to move my body and get it moving in the right direction. Ironically, man, like, I think that that's the thing where it feels like it's all or nothing, because let's say I do make good choices, but then I also go to the gas station and I'm like, yeah, you know, I had a Swiss cake roll. Like, well, I already ruined it. I'm throwing it away, doing whatever. It's like, no, dude, that was one thing. Like, we're going for a long haul here for a couple weeks. And to get to your point that you made about we're going to set a goal for this week, Eli, my son, is going to be wrestling at regionals tomorrow. He does weigh in tonight. And we started on Sunday, and he's like, hey, I got to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to cut a weight. Or I got to lose 5 pounds. I'm going to cut a weight class. Cuts his weight class, right? We taper towards that using protein supplements, vitamins, salads, whatever. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll cut 5 pounds with you, right? Last night, Eli weighs in. He's like, boom, already there, 114.3. And he's like, what about you? And I'm like, I got looking. I was like, dude, I'm a pound and a half away. And I know I'm going to lose a pound of sleep. That means I have a half a pound if I'm going to weigh in with you in the morning of overweight that I should have been. It was 9 o'clock, dude. Got my shit on, got my hoodies on, went to the gym, did resistance training, lifted, ran, whatever. Woke up this morning. He was still sleeping. Sent him a picture at 190.6, right? I knocked it out by 0.3 pounds. I'm like, boom, let's do it. We get up and he's like, well, I got to maintain this week. How about you cut yours in half? Try to get 2.5 pounds this week. Let's see what happens, right? If you get it, cool. If you don't, whatever. But, like, that's it. It's just a really simple goal, man. I'm going to tell you, I'm not hungry. I'm not craving whatever. We're fulfilling and doing whatever we need to do. I have a feeling, you can quote, and I've kind of skipped over that Will has like 1,000 certifications in nutrition and training and whatnot. But I have a feeling that my brain and my body wanted certain nutrients from the food that it was trying to consume and didn't get them. And now that it is getting nutrients through my multivitamin and my pack, I actually do use the Microfactor pack, that it doesn't desire that very much anymore, right? It's like, yeah, I have everything. Yeah. You're doing good, bud. Let's go to sleep. Let's try to get 7, 7.5, 8, whatever we can get.
There you go.
Right? So if I could get one piece of advice from you overall, you're in an incredible culture. You've become a great leader. You've been around great leaders, incredibly insightful. I believe in your all's purpose and what you do. I believe that it is for good. So therefore, we've had a lot of good results. It's a lot of positive atmosphere. But I wonder what Will Grumke has learned in life through this process, because you were going to be a teacher, but you ended up learning after you became you know, a teacher, essentially. Give us some advice, man, about just life in general and what you've experienced observing people on in your journey.
Yeah. Man, I could probably talk about that for an hour, so I'll keep it short. Cause when I think about it, I think about where I was, you know, fat, insecure, unconfident, unsure of who I was, a people pleaser. I just wanted to I just wanted people to like me. So I said yes to everything. And then I would, hate that I said yes, because I never felt that I had time for myself. Yeah. And I got walked all over. So that's where I was. Right. So a completely different human than what I've built myself into today. Right. And that would be one of the things that I would say is to your point on the Instagram side of things, right? Or just in life in general, so much in life is a skill that can be built, right? Mm. A life that can be built, right? Yeah. We might have genetics. We might have past experiences. We might have whatever, but we don't have to necessarily bring all of those things with us, right? We don't have to bring the past into the present, right? And understanding that I went from that to very successful in my career, successful in my relationship, in the best shape I've ever been in my life. I went from not being able to run a mile to I ran 100 miles around our building, it's a progress of understanding that all of those things can be built. And what we're talking about here is even the skill of, discipline, right? Of hey, you know what? I set these things for myself of I'm going to do this week. Well, by just following through on that, we are practicing the discipline and we are building the discipline. And, I think one of the things is you see on the internet all the time right now, you don't need motivation, you need discipline. I tell people all the time, I used so much motivation to get me moving. I was listening to Rocky soundtracks and all kinds of stuff to get my fat butt out of the chair, right? Yeah. And it's I would watch a hype up video before every workout just to try to get myself motivated to go. And over time of doing that, I was able to build the discipline, right?
Yeah.
And maybe it's someone that's like, hey, you know what? I don't know if I could, be a good leader. I'm not a good leader on the job side or whatever. Okay, well, that's a skill, right? It's a skill of listening. It's a skill of being able to communicate. It's a skill of being able to hold people accountable. Trust me, I went from the dude that I didn't want to have a tough conversation for anything. I'd be like, no, it's fine. I'll take care of it. No, it's okay. Just walk over me. That's fine. You know what? Yeah. Maybe walk over me twice. But it's all a skill that, again, you have to lean into that uncomfortability of it, because it's not going to feel natural. It's not going to feel normal. It's not going to feel great in the beginning, but as you do it and you get better and you build your confidence, again, you can build whatever it is that you want, right?
Right.
And so the second part of that would be, one of the best things that I learned was to think about how could it be done, right? And my dad taught me, and I never really connected the dots. He's like, with enough time, money, and resources, anything is possible other than bringing people back from the dead, except for, Jesus. And so is what he told me since I was a little kid. And I'm like, with enough time, money, and resources, okay, anything is possible. And so it always started to trigger in my brain when I got into a career of, okay, how could this be done, right? And it might even be a completely dumb idea. No way it could actually happen. But it allowed me to start thinking creatively and openly on a growth idea of how could I do this, right? And I think, again, talking even about our simple routine of I could never do that, or my schedule wouldn't allow it, or whatever. Take a moment and think about, how could this be done? literally, whether that's from something in your life, whether that's a project, whether that's a, you know, a hobby that you want to start adding in, whatever. It's like, how could you do it? And by thinking creatively and thinking openly about it, ideas start flowing, right? And you don't have to, you know, execute every idea, right? But it trains your brain to start thinking about other ways to do it, right? To the point of like, well, not enough people have chosen to try something different yet, right? Because they're just so ingrained in like, bubble, I'm right, just doing this. Right. And so it's those two things together. Like I said, I could literally talk about this for hours.
yeah.
But it's like those two things together have helped me tremendously. And whether that's my health and wellness, right? Going from all in and all out, like diet mentality of like, all right, I got to eat like no calories and just try to work out a whole bunch, right? To making it an actual lifestyle, right? That improves the quality of my life. As well as like, again, my career, my relationship, you know, everything else. And so those would be like my two main points. And I'll just wrap it up there, because otherwise I'll get onto a third and a fourth and it'll be 9 o'clock at night here. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think I've seen something recently that we're going to get a chance to hear you speak at length again at Dirt World Summit. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. November, right, cool. October. I forgot when the exact dates are.
I think it's November. Yeah. It'll be in San Antonio. Very excited for that, dude. And excited. But in the meantime, people can follow you on Instagram. What's the handle there?
So just my first and last name, smashed together. So Will and then Grumke, which is Grumke.
And about First Form, where can we find information on First Form?
So that would just be firstform.com. So the number one, STPHORM.com.
Perfect, my friend. Well, for the listeners, Blacktop Banter is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. This is where this podcast will be and other podcasts. So if you enjoyed this one, please jump over to any of those platforms and find us. Go to blacktopbanner.com. There's a couple menus there. One of them is the Blacktop Banner Success Group. Some of the members, which came down and seen my friend Will down at First Form. There's about 30 of us in there as of right now, where it's a mastermind group. There's live chats all the time. There's Zoom calls 3 times a month, vendor discount programs, PDF drives, all types of stuff for you guys to hang out and check out if you want to get information on that. There's a newsletter at blacktopbanner.com. Please sign up. It's written by contractors for contractors. Will, we're going to have you write an article for that bad boy one time.
Hey, I'll be down.
Thank you so much for joining us, my friend. I'm looking forward to us connecting again soon, and I appreciate you helping me out, and anything that I can do, please feel free to reach out.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right. So for myself here and Chris in the Blacktop Banner studio, and for Will down at First Form HQ, this is Blacktop Banner, where we speak asphalt. Let's get that. Peace. Hey, everybody. Marvin here from Blacktop Banter. And if you enjoy the podcast and what we've been bringing to the industry, you can support us through a one-time or recurring donation at blacktopbanter.com. There we have a support tab. You click that and choose your path from there. If you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please do us a favor and leave a review there for us as well. As always, we speak asphalt, and thanks for your support.